98.5 The Wire. We out here hanging out at NFL Youth Day, Flag Football Team Day for Pro Bowl. And I got one of the coaches here from Miami Flag Football Team. What's your name?
My name's Saeed.
Saeed. So how long you been coaching, man?
Man, I've been coaching football, tackle and flag, for about 10 years.
Okay. Now, what's the connection with the NFL? What did the NFL do with you guys?
So the NFL helps put a forum together where we can collect kids to play different sports, specifically football, and in this case, flag football. And it's an opportunity for kids to come out to various parts across Miami-Dade. So I'm obviously from Miami, and put these kids in a place and a park where we could collaborate with one another and play flag football, do what kids love to do.
Wow. And what time of year do y'all play?
So flag football season is typically going on. Now is a good time because it's in between tackle football, but NFL competition specifically begins sometime around November, and we compete in various regionals to essentially come to this national tournament here in Orlando.
How far do y'all travel?
Man, we've gone all the way up to Green Bay.
Whoa, that's serious. How do y'all raise the money for this?
So we have an organization called Red Zone, and this is a private organization, and it's run by individuals in Miami, and we run flag football leagues, and it's funding through that, and it's funding through donations that we receive across Miami-Dade County.
Wow, huge. If people want to know more about your program, how can they find out?
www.redzone.org.
Redzone.org. So every team, NFL team, has a flag football team, right?
Every NFL team in this tournament has a flag football team. But in every city, NFL offers the opportunity for NFL Flag 60 to occur in that particular city.
Right. How many kids?
In the program?
In your program.
In our program, we have 40 kids going on right now.
Man.
Yeah.
Much love to your work, man.
Yeah.
You guys are putting in down there. So the word on the street that you guys are the best out here, man.
Well, you know, first off, from a humbling perspective, you know, we're the best because the kids put in the work to do what they want to do out here, right? That's number one. The kids want to be the best. And when you want to be the best, that's where it begins, right? So your mind's the most critical piece in this. But the kids are athletes too, you know, and they do a great job coming out, learning the game, first of all, being respectful to their parents, their coaches, and school. That's to us, we want to build the foundation for these kids and then boil them up to be football players. That's what we like to do out here.
Wow, that's huge, man. You guys are the heroes, man. Well, I hope you're enjoying yourself here in Orlando. Do you have a pick for the Super Bowl, man?
Man, I'm a big Dolphin fan.
Okay.
So I'll leave it there, right?
How things looking next year for the Dolphins? What you think, man?
Man, I think things are good. I think we do have a coaching staff, and I think Ryan Tannehill, in my opinion, this is my opinion, is a big piece of this team, right? Okay. And I think him being out this year really created a dent on this team. Defensively, I think there's a couple holes that I'm hoping we address during the draft.
Okay, good, good. Well, I'm from Michigan originally, so y'all took our Sue from us, man.
There you go, There you go. I mean, that's a big piece of our defense right there. Good guy.
Well, thank you, man. Congratulations with the kids.
No problem,
what you guys are doing with the kids, man. Man, that's huge, man.
No problem.
Orlando,
I appreciate
supporting y'all, man.
Appreciate the time, all right?
All right, take
Much
care.
Love.